city of Chicago, as well as other urban areas in the state, have long experienced poverty. What is new is that suburban Chicago, over the past decade, has seen an increase in poverty rates. Likewise, the southern one-third of the state of Illinois, primarily rural counties, are struggling with the persistency of poverty that is creating poverty rates in some counties as high as 30-35%. Another factor that we're seeing is that in the past we concentrated on families in poverty. We're beginning to see that there is a new phenomenon of youth in poverty, particularly as a result of high school dropout rates, with youth who are ill-equipped to enter the labor market, or if they do enter the labor market, can only succeed in minimum wage dead-end jobs. And then at the other end of the life spectrum, we are beginning to see a hedging up of elderly poverty rates in Illinois. They are individuals who may have an income that's above the poverty line, but they are paying 50, 60, 70% of their income on housing costs and 20 to 30% of their income on prescription medication.
Now, housing costs tend to be a trend throughout the study. You spent a lot of attention on the ability of a median family to afford rent, for example, in many places. And that's where Champaign County revealed some pretty staggering totals. For example, what are the problems, and what has there been a growth in the amount of trouble that people have in trying to afford a home?
Yes, housing costs are still on the rise in the state, whereas income levels have not been rising as rapidly. Income levels have been somewhat static. Additionally, the unemployment rate has been rising. So stagnant or reducing incomes, loss of jobs are the negative factors, which are then matched against rapidly or continuing escalation of housing costs, and there is a dramatic mismatch there.
Each year you put out a list of counties that fall into what you call a watch list or a warning list that don't meet some of your criteria in terms of poverty. This year you have Champaign and Vermilion counties both on the warning list. What does that mean?
The warning list means that there's a flashing yellow light there to indicate that there are at least two areas of poverty concern in the county, and that county officials, county residents, should take a serious look at what is happening in terms of poverty for the residents of those counties.
The study or the release says that the summit measures progress in poverty reduction as well. Have you seen progress in the last year or a trend upward in general, or can you generalize?
We would have expected to see ourselves inching downward the poverty rate as a result of some of the economic successes of the past decade. But that has not happened. In fact, poverty has remained stuck in place. And we're concerned that if it was stuck in place during a boom time, what in fact will face us if we in fact have a prolonged recessionary period?